And so now I would like to invite for the first time on Freedom 560, I believe it is it Stacy or Stacia?
It is Stacia.
Stacia Kuhn. Stacia, welcome to Freedom 560.
Thank you for having me, Ken.
You are running in House District 28. Where is that?
House District 28 is located fully within the city of Lakewood. It's kind of shaped like a J. So there's a western portion that encompasses the Green Mountain area, and then there it curves around, and then there's a larger piece that encompasses the Belmar area, 6th Avenue on the north, Sheridan on the east, and Garrison on the west.
All right, very good. So who is your opponent in this race?
Well, I am running against an incumbent Democrat named Brittany Pedersen.
Okay. Well, I can tell you this. I already know what her voting record is because I'll tell you, you'll love this. Principles of Liberty does an evaluation of every legislator in the state of Colorado, and it's a scale from 1 to 100.
Right.
There are 50,000 data points that go into that score. Democrats have a spread of 6 points out of 100. Okay. Republican.
They're all bunched in within that certain group, right?
Yes. And that is statistically impossible unless they are voting a top-down agenda. There's no other way. So
right.
I can tell you that Brittany is nothing more than a yes person for Obama and for Michael Bloomberg and for the rest of them. They vote an agenda. So, Brittany, tell me about your campaign. Some of the things you like to highlight, manufacturing, high-tech energy production. Tell me what's going on with that.
Well, you know, let me just start with the reason that I'm running, and it's tied a little bit to Brittany Pedersen. I'm a first-time candidate. I have never run for political office before. My husband and I have raised our family here in Lakewood. I'm an attorney by profession, and I've had my practice over here at the 6th and Union Corridor for about 11 years. And when I actually started doing some research on Brittany Pedersen, and I did start to talk to people at the State House, and I understood, as you said, what a ball player she is, and she, by all accounts, she keeps her head down and she votes just the way they tell her to vote, and that's really the reason that I decided to jump into the race. And of course, having been a long-term resident in the city of Lakewood, I can see the struggles that the people in my neighborhood and the people in Lakewood are fighting through right now. And one of the most important in my mind is the cost of everything is going up. The cost of groceries, the cost of housing, the cost of education, the cost of health care, energy, a tank of gas. And that's one of the reasons that I decided to jump into the race, is because I think that my community deserves a more serious, a more thoughtful representative, someone who's going to think these things through, and how do they affect the people in my district and the state at large.
Well, you know, I find it interesting because, like you, Stacia, I go down to the Capitol almost every day during session. I'm there all the time. And I watch the fireworks. I watch and see how the sausage is made because, you know, some people that are conservative talk show hosts, they'll watch an Obama speech because they feel that they have to do that for their listeners.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't do. That I just will not do it. But I do go down to the Capitol to see just how corrupt it is, because it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know Brittany Pedersen, and I probably know all of the rest of them, which means she doesn't do anything except for vote, right? I mean, what is she known for?
Well, she likes to fashion herself as the education candidate. And it's very interesting because here in Lakewood, Brittany has raised a lot of money. And if you look at it, it's almost all from special interests, or it's a good portion of it is from special interests. And she's supported by the teacher unions. And she fashions herself as this education candidate. And her mailers that have been going out, they talk about her qualifications to be a state representative. And one of the primary qualifications that she lists is that she is a Jeffco graduate. She graduated from Jefferson County Schools. Also, she claims that she was an at-risk youth and that the only reason she made it as far as she did was because of her teachers. So she likes to fashion herself as this education candidate. And this is primarily what all of her mailers are about.
So
I've talked to people who have seen her on the Education Committee, and I have never seen her on the Education Committee. But she has been described as one of the most disinterested legislators that this person has ever seen in committee.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. This would have been the House. That bill was killed in the Senate, so never mind. But I find it interesting that she claims that she's the education candidate because she actually graduated from high school. Is that what I'm hearing?
I'm not exaggerating. Right. In fact, I have one of her flyers in front of me right now, and it's got a bunch of pictures of her as a child, and the whole, it's a beautiful trifold folder, and it says, "Local Jeffco girl, doing good." And she talks about how her parents weren't around much, so she basically had to take care of her brothers. And she has not forgotten where she came from. So these are the types of things that qualify her to be our state representative.
Well, I would like to know where she fell on the sex ed bill, because I know that no Democrats voted against it. And that was sex education for K through 12. So I know she voted for it. Yeah. And that was abysmal for the state of Colorado. I mean, it was horrific, that bill. And there have been a lot of them. But when we come back, Stacia, I want to ask you some other questions about where you stand on positions, what you would like to do once we get rid of Brittany and put you in that seat. Welcome back. This is Freedom 560. I am your host, Ken Clark. I still do have those two tickets available for Revive 1787. Call in 303-477-5600, and you can get two free tickets to Revive 1787. It is this weekend. You don't want to miss it. Some of the Benghazi survivors are going to be there, along with a whole host of other folks. All the KLZ talk show hosts are going to be there as well, so please join us. On the line now, simply because it is election season and I'm doing everything I can to get as many of these folks elected as humanly possible, because we do have a shot at taking back the House of Representatives in the state. It's a long shot, but it is still possible. It is still possible. We have Stacia Kuhn. She is a candidate for House District 28. She's running against the unknown Brittany Patterson, because Brittany doesn't do a whole lot except run campaign ads saying that, "I'm from Jeffco, vote for me." Anyway, sorry, I couldn't resist. But Stacia, what kind of things are you going to make as far as the pillar of your campaign the pillar of your tenure as a member of the House?
Well, as a small business attorney, I have seen for the last 23 years what my small business clients go through. And one of the pillars of my platform is freedom of opportunity. And that's the freedom of both people to achieve their goals as well as businesses to achieve their goals as well. What I'd like to see is a strong business climate, because that means that we have stable, well-paying jobs for people in all income levels. And so when I talk about freedom of opportunity, it really rests on a strong business climate here in the state of Colorado.
You know, it absolutely does. And the biggest hindrance, because I'm a business owner myself, the biggest hindrance that I run into almost on a daily basis, on a daily basis, is government getting in my way.
Absolutely. And I think that what we need to do, and I've heard Bob Boper, I've heard Jill Rapella talk about this, and I agree with her completely, is we need to just take a complete audit of our regulations. What I see too often are these complex regulations that these business people, whether they're small business people or large business people, they run afoul of these things inadvertently. They don't understand them. If we had narrowly tailored, sensible, clearly defined regulations, it wouldn't cost our business people nearly as much in professional services and advice to understand these regulations. And, of course, I'm saying that as an attorney, because I know how much they spend on tax and legal advice.
Well, yeah. And I mean, they write the laws so that guys like me can't understand them, because I did sleep through law school. No, wait, I didn't go. I forgot. But but I have a friend, to give you an example, who built a building for his business. Mm-hmm. When the government inspector came out for his certificate of occupancy, he did not get it because there was a tiny little shrub that had died, and they wouldn't give him a CO. That's how bad our government is.
Yes, and that's what our bureaucracy has turned into. And the bureaucracy has turned into this just faceless barrier of people getting things done. I not only represent small businesses with corporate matters, but I also, I'm a real estate attorney as well. So when it comes to land development, trust me, I know exactly what these people are going through. Just what it takes to just split up a piece of land between two sisters who inherited their property from their parents is going to cost them well over $25,000 just in fees and all the things that they have to pay just because they want to split up a piece of land that they inherited from their parents. Those are the kinds of excess and unreasonable regulations that we really need to take a second look at. Now, I do admit land regulations, those are primarily, you know, based, they're county and city based, but it's the theory of the bureaucracy that we're fighting.
Well, and all you have to do is take a look at the business personal property tax. That is not city and county based. That is a state law.
Yes.
And, that is probably the biggest business crusher we have in Colorado.
And you know, when we talk about trying to bring good businesses back to Colorado, manufacturing is one of them, as you said at the beginning. Bringing back manufacturing to Colorado, well, one of the biggest hindrances for these manufacturers is that they have very expensive equipment. And because they have very expensive equipment, they have very high personal property taxes.
Yeah, and I mean, they pay tax on that same piece of property every year, and it's
over,
a piece of equipment.
That's right, over and over and over again. So
it's absolutely, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, trying to take another look at our laws and our regulations and streamlining them, getting rid of the ones that are ideologically driven, that don't really do anything to protect health and safety, but are, you know, pretty primarily ideologically driven. That's one of the things that I'd really like to focus on. The second is educational excellence in our state. And educational excellence, in my opinion, means bringing back decisions to the local level. I know you and Mary Jo were talking quite a bit about some of the negative advertising that Mary Jo has been subject to.
Yeah, have you been hit by any of that?
Oh, yeah. And so, of course, because
let me stop you right there. They're accusing you of waging a war on women, right?
Of course, yes. I want to take away birth control, and I want to deny women who've been raped an abortion, and I want to trample Planned Parenthood, and I want to defund Planned Parenthood, which is all very interesting considering I have never run for political office before. What they did is they basically data mined my Facebook page, and came up with, and really none of these things are based on any facts at all. But when it comes to education, I believe that authority and accountability should rest with our state and our local school boards. And because I believe that, one of the negative ads that they've been running about me is that somehow I'm in cahoots with this radical conservative Jeffco school board, and I want to take money away from the classrooms. So those are the types of ads that they're running against me right now.
Yeah, they're trying to pin a lot of people on that same fiasco. And, that whole thing, I've talked about it ad nauseum on Freedom 560. But they're trying to paint you, Tim Neville, Mary Jo Tinlin, let's see, Laura Woods, anybody who's a Republican. Because quite frankly, Stacia, they don't care who or what you are. If you are a Republican running for office, they are out to destroy you. And they are going to lie about you. They're going to lie about the things you've done. They're going to try to paint you into a corner. They were attacking Laura Woods for things I said. It's absolutely insane.
Well, when I was going through the decision-making process as to whether I was going to run, and I did have someone warn me that, You know, if you, even if they don't, they can't find a skeleton in your closet, they'll make things up. And that's exactly what they've done.
Isn't it amazing how they do that? I mean, it's all based on lies, cheating, stealing, and deceit. I mean, it is crazy. So what have you been doing? What have you been doing out there? How have you been messaging your message to try to overcome that?
Well, we've obviously been knocking on doors. We've been making phone calls. We've got a couple of mailers going out or out, and we're pretty active on Facebook and trying to get our message out that way as well. So those are primarily the way. And of course, I've been attending. You know, I've been doing meet and greets and trying to meet as many people as I can.
Yeah, and it's tough because, as you said, you are self-employed. You are a business mm-hmm. owner, mm-hmm. And so you know you've got a life to live, you've got a job to do, and then you've got a campaign to run. And I know firsthand how hard that is. Not that I've ever run for office, I haven't, but a lot of my friends have. I mean, these mm-hmm. people that I support, they are my friends. I mean, these are people that are down in the trenches fighting this battle for liberty and have been there for quite some time. So let me ask you this. Aside from regulation, aside from education, what else?
Well, the third pillar of my platform would be the preservation of our personal liberties and constitutional the protection of our constitutional rights. I think that what we have seen in Colorado, especially over the last couple of years, is an erosion of some of the natural rights that are enshrined in our Constitution. We saw 2 years, well, 2013, we saw them pass these most restrictive gun laws in the country that really do nothing to prevent crime, and they do everything to make these law-abiding citizens who do own guns turn them into criminals. So I'm very concerned about our Second Amendment rights. I'm very concerned about our private property rights. I'm somewhat concerned with the whole idea of these fracking, these individualized fracking bans that they're trying to institute on a city and county-wide basis. Normally, I will be the person who tells you that the most local government is the most accountable government and is therefore the best government. However, when it comes to certain things that affect the state as a whole, the state of Colorado, we have some very, very stringent statewide regulations. And to have cities and counties start instituting a patchwork of moratoriums and regulations that conflict with our statewide regulations, number one, I'm not at all certain that they have the expertise on such a local level to be able to do that. But secondly, I think that by doing so, they are affecting property owners' rights and their personal property rights. And I think that we need to be careful that we are not abridging our religious liberties as well. And I think that we're going to be going into some dangerous waters when it comes to certain things like gay marriage and abridging people's strongly and fairly held religious beliefs with regard to those things. So I want to make sure that we're protecting our personal liberties.
Yeah, that unfortunately is a bridge we've already jumped off of, and we need to somehow figure out a way to get back on it because, you know, I really don't care what people do, but you do have the right to your religious beliefs, and you do not check them at the door when you open up a business. I'm sorry. So, Stacia Kuhn, you are a candidate, House District 28. Tell my listeners where they can go to find out more about you and to jump on board with your campaign.
Okay. Well, we do have a website at www.votestaciakuhn.com, and we also have a Facebook at Stacia Kuhn for Colorado State House, and I've got all my contact information on there. I've got phone numbers and emails, and I would love to hear from you. And we do have, you know, a week and a half, two weeks for the election, and we are still trying to get our name out and get our word out. So any assistance would be appreciated. We could use volunteers. We could use donations, whatever you can provide.
All right. There you have it. Thank you for joining me on Freedom 560. We'll be right back.